3, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are doing the Grim Articles and Rants show. And so I'm actually going to do articles. I haven't done articles in a while. Going to do some quick housekeeping. That's going to be spinningrobotpussy.com. Get your spinning robot pussy today. Yeah. I did talk with Revy, and Revy says that he likes the content, so he wants to keep supporting us. That is great. Pretty soon, I am going to have some payment options for you guys. I already have the Subscribestar Adult, which is Grimlords Games and Rants. You can find that there. We're also probably going to try to get on Patreon. Also, you guys may not have been on YouTube, but when I decided to put, like, Starless on there, yeah, it might have got 14 views on MGTOW.TV, or 22. It's got 300 on YouTube right now, folks. I was pretty fucking blown away. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is start bringing a lot of those visual novel reads. Obviously, I can't do full hentai because it's YouTube. They'll kick me off. So, but I can do hentai intros, like with the first two parts of Starless, which don't have any hentai at all. And I can do Sakura no Mori Dreamers. So I thought about uploading all that Sakura no Mori there and just continuing that there as well. I have talked to the staff of these companies. They don't seem to give a shit. However, I have noticed there is a 5.8% Japanese on my in my viewers now. So 5.8% of my audience is Japanese. That's not a really big amount, but that was the second. That was the second highest. It was 21.8% from the United States and 5.8% Japanese. Of course, there was England and another one right below that. But like I said, Japan was number two. So I'm like, holy shit. Either the developers of these games are watching or we've got fans watching. But what's really cool is I'm narrating these games. So maybe they're kind of interested in how I butcher the fucking names of their characters.
Or they're just looking up the game in your video podcast.
Who knows? I know that Uncensored Hentai comes up. Unfortunately, it's definitely has to be censored. The games themselves are uncensored, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to get kicked off fucking YouTube. Oh, and by the way, I do have to address one other thing. Now, this is a short rant. Okay, basically, my ex-girlfriend, yeah, the one I talked about all the time with Ken and all that, well, she decided to come back with a vengeance, and she sounded like she had been on some kind of substance. I don't know if it's alcohol, drugs, I'm not gonna, you know, say for sure, but it definitely didn't sound like her. And she basically said, oh, the whole thing. She's like, oh, I scrolled your content and I'm shocked. And she's like, don't speak to me, especially when I have my kids around me. I'm like, what? What the hell are you even talking about? And then she says to me, like, basically, this weird thing. She's like, I don't know. Something about, it's like my parents don't know what we do and we're together or some shit. It was really bizarre. It sounded like somebody on...
because
she said that she scrolled the content. She didn't say she listened to anything.
Scroll means a number. Well,
I don't know, but sometimes it's just scroll. She just scrolled through. Like she just scrolled through the page. I don't think she's listened to anything. Yeah. I don't think she's listened to anything. I think she just scrolled and looked at the thumbnails, and maybe the thumbnails was enough. Like, she didn't understand all the anime
that dead
stuff.
Penetration. I want to do drugs with that.
I don't think that was the case. I'm but sure anyway, she said she told me to grow up and move out of my mother's house, and that, you know, tell my mother that I'm grown. She's it's like tell your mom I said hi, but then tell her you're grown up and you're moving out. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. She doesn't even know the living situation around here. I pay everything around here, man. I pay everything around here.
It's not like Will Ferrell, Mom, Meatloaf.
Right, right. I support my mother. You know, I take care of my mother because everything she needs, I make sure she has. Yeah, it doesn't matter really what it is. You know, anything that she needs, I pick up. Oh, I need you to pick up soup. I need you to pick up this. I need you to pick up yogurts or whatever but my mother goes through. People
speculate.
And people think, oh, you live with your mom. Yeah, I live with my mother, but I support my mother. I take care of her. Yeah. It's different when you take care of somebody than, you know, oh, I'm just, no, it's not like that. I work all the time. I'm constantly working. Matter of fact, they're changing my position to where, I don't know, they don't want me to do as much labor work, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they've noticed I'm getting a little older. But
I think it's in order to get you back on the same shift as me.
I don't know.
Or maybe not particular, but to get you back on the day shift.
Get me on the day shift. Yeah, but, well, no, they specifically told me. They said, she said, do you really have to do that? Like, she wants to put me, so she said, I want to put you somewhere else. She says, I'd rather you do this. She's like, I want you to do this because you're, like, really knowledgeable with electronics and stuff like that. So, I guess that's what they want me to do, which is fine. Yeah, I like that. I need to do something completely different. I've been doing this labor stuff for a long time. It's good to do something that's not maybe so laborious, especially since my body's really just getting to the point where I'm wore out. I mean, shit, I've been doing automotive. I've been doing automotive stocking for a month now. That'll really tire you out, all them fucking oils. All that oil. Damn oil. My God.
That oil.
Yeah, all that oil. But yeah, like I said, I've been doing all that, and I work hard. I work hard. Some days we don't have that much going on. Other days we do have quite a bit going on. I make sure all the stuff is done, and I don't give anybody hassle or anything like that. So I don't know where the hell she's coming from with all this. But then there was the weird thing that she said right at the end, where she's like, if you write another 6th story, I'll make sure it ends badly for you. And I'm like, damn. And I'm like, I was like, okay, all right. Now, for those of you that don't know, before I started doing all this, like, let's go way back in the time machine before all this woke shit and clown world and all that happened. It was 2010. I was writing books. It's been going through my head, and books were cool. I mean, I liked writing. I liked what I did. It was kind of,
books are cool.
Well, no, I mean, books, I was saying books were cool as far as me writing, as far as writing them. It was cool to write books. I enjoyed that. However, I couldn't really find an audience. And,
publishers.
I know. And I had, and there was a scam publisher I dealt with. I had to fight to get my rights back to my book, which still don't have the full rights back to. I still continued that series, and then I wrote, like, some short stories. I guess she read one of my short stories. Read several of my short stories. I guess my short stories are inspired by Clive Barker. I was reading a lot of Clive Barker and a lot of Stephen King, a lot of stuff like that. So I was really influenced by that, and I was writing stories like that. Alan Moore. So I guess she found, because I would do like erotic horror, sexual horror, but I wasn't like full on.
Only thing I was thinking of if it's something that she misinterpreted to be personal about her.
Oh no, yeah, but there was nothing in there about her at all.
I'm sure there wasn't.
There's nothing. I mean, nothing.
She said she was on a substance. Who knows what?
I know. Who knows what in the world she? Interpret. Yeah, I don't know what in the world she saw. But no, none of those characters. Women like, are crazy. I mean, if we're talking about any of the characters that I've written, I can't really name. Really name the stories, because they'll dox me. But a lot of the stories I wrote, the characters and situations, none of them were ever intended to be her or anybody else I've ever dated. Yeah, I mean, again, it was just really bizarre, and it was kind of a threat. So I talked to the guys in Phoenix's channel, actually, and they helped me out a lot. I'm not going to make this whole video about, this situation, because that's what she would want. Basically, the guys told me she would want something that, she got you. So, yeah, but, so basically, I'm going to put myself above that drama. I'm just saying it was a really weird thing to leave on my, and I mean, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that she doesn't like the fact that I was covering the hentai erotic content. But, one thing I'm going to say, and I say this very clearly, and that's to anybody that comes across my content, I have a strict I have
you
a
know what I bet she thought, because I guess she'd known about the dollar through your stuff.
Oh, no, she knows.
And when you saw her in public, you're going to come up like, hey, this is my doll. Her name is...
No.
Know, you don't carry it around everywhere.
No. I mean, she knows. We've talked to each other in person. She knows about the doll. But
you will look her in the eye.
No, God, no. Jesus, no.
Like, oh, my
no.
God, this damn and glassy ass.
No. No, but no. Here's the strict thing. And I actually had to talk to a friend of mine that knows her very well. She's like my adopted sister. She basically said she can go get a life. It's absolutely ridiculous. She said, don't let her get to you. That's what the guys said. The guys told me, he said, hey, don't. They said, you're not living in that situation where mom meatloaf, you know, I'm not in that mom meatloaf situation.
I'm saying, first, you don't owe her anything. Second, no. It's none of her business.
Absolutely.
Now, if she wants to not have any contact with you, that's cool. But she reached out for some reason.
And you know what was crazy? Like, you know, I was talking to her because I wanted, you know, a couple of, you know, off and on, because I kind of wanted her friendship, you know, because I did value her as a friend. But then after that, it was like, just all this, I'm like, okay.
I think there's nothing without a purpose. There's a girl that I used to be friends with mm-hmm. that does not say anything to me when I see her all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't say anything to her. But I don't go looking her up like, hey, if I see you out in public, don't ever come up.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's almost like she's wanting you.
Yeah, and you know what? The guys were telling me, and Phoenix's thing, they were telling me, they said, look, we've got experience with stalkers. And this kind of sounds like, I said, I don't know. I really don't know. Well, I never thought I was that important.
If you haven't talked to her in who knows
how well long. I mean no I see her every now and again at work as a customer,
yeah,
but other than that, no, it's not like, you know, I haven't in out of work I have not seen her or talked to her in a long time. And I mean, same thing with her brother. I don't see him and talk to him in a long time.
Imagine since she knows where you work, she'd probably try to get you fired or something.
I don't know, we'll find out. I don't know.
Want to just keep ear to the ground.
People were even saying, like, yeah, just be careful of this it sounds like a
just
stalker.
Just be aware of what's going
and,
on.
And I didn't know, because I'm not that important. Like, I'm not that great to have a fucking stalker. Like, it's like, man, get that to important. some other guy that's like the. Some of the big dudes I see walking around, like those guys, they can have stalkers. Not me. I'm not that important. So anyway, but anyway, like, I just thought it was weird. Like, I understand, like, not everybody's gonna like my content and all that, but I don't know. She's like, oh, you need to grow up and all that. Maybe it's the anime anti thing. She's like, oh, you're 30 and you're into this stuff. It's like, I mean, it's whatever.
You could,
but again,
still into comic books.
Yeah, and she says,
don't grow out of something.
And she says, you know, and she says, like, everything else that, and this is what I wanted to bring up mainly about this, is that we have a society where if you're an anime and hentai, they're always like, oh my god, you're a danger to children, and it's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. First of all, and any kind of adult situation, I'm gonna look at it the way Nick Rakita does when he does his videos. He has 5 children. He doesn't do his shows unless his children are asleep in bed and or he's somewhere where he's not around the family, because that's how you do it. You don't have that kind of thing around kids. And of course, Rikita, he doesn't do, you know, hentai or anything like that, obviously, but he does. They do talk about sexual topics. They do talk about things that you don't really say around children.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, you know. You basically don't have this stuff around kids. And all my videos on YouTube are marked as not for kids. Because remember, when you are a YouTube content creator, when you do anything on YouTube, you have to mark whether or not you are for kids or not. And every single video I've ever marked has not been for kids. I do not want kids with my content. We are an adult channel. We are not for children. There are plenty of channels for the Minecraft and Fortnite and all that kind of stuff that they enjoy on YouTube that they can have
fun with. Actually, I've heard some of those, and those are probably more vulgar than
us. I'll bet.
It's weird.
I'll bet.
But and it's okay. It's not our judgment, not our call.
I'll bet, you know, I'll bet. It's just, that's one thing that really needs to die, is that somebody can't have an adult show and be professional or be, you know, reasonable, a gentleman, dare we say, in person. It's like, yeah, okay, so fine. I do some...
Joe Rogan wouldn't be listened to by anybody. Right.
Even old Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. Probably current of course, any kind of cause that he can go liberal against, he'll be,
He's changed. He's changed. But, no, I mean, that's just, that was just a thing. I really think that, and this goes to everybody that works with adult content. If you're going to do an adult content show, don't, obviously, like, I've seen these OnlyFans girls that try to get their kids into the shit. Oh, my kid held my camera. What? Are you fucking mad?
Yeah.
No, that's not
just because
what
you can't find anyone to take the photos doesn't mean you get the kid involved.
You use your kid involved. Oh, my goodness.
If my mom had done that, I would probably be scarred for life. Like, it's not what I want. When I think of my mother, I do not want to think.
Well, did you see the girl on TikTok? There was a girl on TikTok that was trying to get her son to cry on camera. And they basically had... the boy was literally crying. Like, he was legit crying. And she's always like, "You're not crying hard enough. You need to cry." Like, literally, you could think Gundam was doing it. Oh my God! If you go to TikTok,
she trying to make him cry?
She's trying to get clout for something because she did some really stupid shit, ruined her career. So she's trying to make her son cry. She tried to have a social media or a content. What do they call it? Influencer
those
career.
Are dime a dozen.
I know. I've even seen because I was working in toys. I've even seen. Content creator kits and earphones, all that shit in the toy section for kids. So they're trying to teach these kids already how to become these damn... That's not good.
No, it's definitely not good. Think about that is, too, is...
They get narcissistic as fuck, and they start changing.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you can already see that now. Yeah. It's probably only been around really deep about 20 years. Yeah. And that probably not even a full 20 years. But definitely anyone that was born 20 years ago now is a little shit. But,
oh, yeah.
Most likely. I'm not judging all little shits out there. Just, you know, for a vast majority of them, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, some little shits. I got you. Yeah, it's a fucking mess. I was looking at, I mean, I had worked toys in a while. Every time I go there, it always depresses me because I just see how they've changed Barbie. They got a Barbie with a shaved head. I'm like, damn, you got fucking cancer patient Barbie.
Oh, you got bulldog Barbie?
Yeah, you do. You do. And you should see Ken. Oh my God, what they've done to Ken.
Cowering in the corner, don't hit me.
You literally, is this what we got now?
Honey, what do I gotta do to make you happy?
I know, Barbie's straight up fucking bald. I was like, what the fuck, she's bald.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You got bald black Barbie. I saw that. I was like, oh my God. When do we get the Barbie that's built like a German Shepherd and she's got the bald head and everything else? I'm waiting for that. Shit.
Are you sure it wasn't cancer patient Barbie?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was bulldog Barbie.
It was, it was wild. Holy shit, her hair is completely gone. I was like, damn, what the hell? Dude, I had to barely look at the Barbies because the Barbies are just...
I knew
like,
a girl when I lived a little further south that had a condition where she'd pull out her eyelashes and her hair.
Ooh.
I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, it's a condition that Oh, is it the pull your fucking hair and eyebrows out Barbie?
Holy shit, that is nuts.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't help herself. It's like a compulsion. It's almost like OCD. I don't know if it was OCD or certain form of OCD, but she could not stop pulling her. I mean, she didn't look like she had thinning hair, but you could tell her eyebrows were definitely thinned out. Or she had been pulling them.
Let's see here. Now, let's go into the articles. So we got one that I want to talk about. 7 ways men live without working in America. This just sounds like some angry fucking soy boy. I thought it was a woman, but it's not a woman that wrote this, and it's for finance.yahoo.com.
The fact that you thought it was a woman's pretty telling.
Andy Sorer with Max Zahn. Yeah. Basically, almost 1/3 of working age men in America aren't doing diddly squat. They don't have a job. They aren't looking for one either. 1/3 of all working age men. That's almost 30 million people. How do they live? What are they doing for money? To me, this is one of the great mysteries of our time. Probably. I'm certainly not the first person to make note of this shocking statistic. You've heard of people bemoaning this labor participation rate, which is simply the number of working age men, usually counted as ages 16 to 64, not working or not looking for work as a percentage of the overall labor force. It's true that the pandemic, which of course produced a number of factors that made working more difficult, never mind dangerous, pushed the labor participation rate to a record low. But the fact that millions of American males have not been working precedes COVID-19 by decades. In fact, the participation rate for men peaked at 87.4% in October of 1949 and has been dropping steadily ever since. It now stands at 67.7%. As a business journalist for a good portion of these 70-plus years, I've looked at thousands of charts and graphs in my life, and I have to say this one is jaw-dropping as it is vexing. Economists, sociologists, politicians, and cable news pundits each have their pet factors to explain the groundswell of non-work. But after digging down here, I've concluded that there are many different forces at play. That's what I want to explore today, which is how men can live in America without working. I'm not talking about why men have lost their jobs, factories closing, layoffs, automation, outsourcing jobs, even perhaps women entering the workforce. In fact, the participation rate by women over the same time period is way up, as we expect. Yeah. What I want to get at is how they're living without holding a real job, and by that I mean doing work where one reports income to the IRS, pays taxes and Social Security, etc.
Oh, I know exactly what a lot of them are doing if they're still able to afford to feed themselves and they're not at a soup kitchen, is doing it under the table. A lot of construction jobs, yeah. That's the same reason they're having issues with illegal immigration. Yeah. They pay them under the table so they don't have to
report to the IRS.
Or a visa or anything. They can just
cash,
go to the store, and all that.
It's like that episode, that comedy show you showed me where they had all those Mexicans in a truck and they thought they were going to the construction site.
Oh, the Amazing Races. Joe Rogan's friend, I cannot think of his name, he's Jewish,
immigration office.
But he dresses up as a Klansman and all that, and he's Jewish. I cannot think of his name. But he's really, he's one of those guys that if you went out with him, you'd probably 80 to 90% of people would not like him hanging out with him personally. Because he's one of those that will take a joke so far that it could ruin your life. Like he drugged, I'm drawing a blank. But it's another one of Joe Rogan's friends, Bill Kreshner. Basically they're getting paid under the table, and but you'd also have to look over the past year how the rise in homelessness, because I've heard that's through the roof just over the year.
Right. It's important to note that every man in his group has his own story. They range from mentally ill homeless men, like you said, who desperately need our help, to I'm doing just fine, thank you very much, retired early, and former Silicon Valley coder.
Men are more likely to be homeless than women, too.
Yep. And there are infinite scenarios in between those two extremes, including, for instance, the many men who have chosen to be stay-at-home dads while their spouses work. It's also the case that some men in this group may be unemployed and not seeking work because they've given up looking just for now, perhaps waiting for COVID to abate, and will start this search again soon. Here, too, society needs to help. Still, none of this explains decade after decade of falling male unemployment. To that end, here to my mind are seven ways men are living without working in America. Unemployment insurance. Let's start with this because it's a hot-button issue. Conservatives and some liberals, too, have made the claim that state unemployment aid coupled with $600 a week from the CARES Act, which was rolled out in March 2020, have reduced men's need to work. There are actually a variety of social programs at play, spelled out nicely by think tank The Century Foundation, which estimates that overall these programs have pumped $800 billion into the economy. We'll be getting a good read on whether all this relief did suppress employment now that CARES aid ended for 7.5 million Americans earlier this month. But as Yahoo Finance's Denitsa Tiskova reported, states that ended federal aid programs early didn't see big increases in employment. They may mean these payments really weren't enough to live off or not enough to live off by themselves, which speaks to men looking to a combination of sources like under-the-table income or family support and possibly some savings, see below, early retirement, pensions, disability, and lawsuits. Admittedly, this is a bit of a hodgepodge, and as is the case with many categories, hard data is tough to come by. But it is the case that millions of men under 64 at least partly living off pensions and 401ks. This would include everything from C-suite executives to union members. And don't forget municipal workers who make up almost 14% of the U.S. workforce. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are some 6,000 public sector retirement systems in the U.S. Collectively, these plans have $4.5 trillion in assets with 14.7 million working members and 11.2 million retirees. The plans distribute $323 billion in benefits annually. And again, some to men who are younger than 64. In fact, almost two-thirds of these plans, if you started working at 25, you max out at 57. A real inducement to stop working, at least at that job, of course. There's also disability insurance from the Social Security Administration that is being paid to some 9 million Americans who may receive payments many years before retirement age. That's why I'm including disability here, but not plain vanilla Social Security, which you can't receive until age 62. The maximum disability benefit amount you can receive each month is currently $3,148. However, the average beneficiary receives about $1,277 per month, according to the law group Social Security Disability Advocates. Overall, it looks like SSA pays out some more than $130 billion in disability annually. That's not nothing. Then there's money paid out in medical malpractice each year. Small or true, but estimated to be excess of $3 billion. And don't forget payments from legal settlements and class action lawsuits. You can argue all day about the right and wrong when it comes to these payouts, but in fact, the fact is many of them didn't exist or not at this magnitude decades ago. Then there's savings, trading stocks, and Bitcoin. Considering now men are living off savings or from money made in the market or maybe even selling NFTs. How many is it exactly? Who knows, but quite a few to be sure. First off, Americans on average do have some money in the bank. Savings as a percentage of disposable income, according to Federal Reserve of Kansas City, hit a record high of 33% in the spring of 2020 and is still at 14%, or nearly twice as high as it was prior to the pandemic. And according to a recent survey by Northwestern Mutual, average personal savings are up to 10% compared to last year, from $65,900 last year to $73,100. Average retirement savings increased 13%, from $87,000 to $98,000 today. So there's that. Now let's look at investing. First, stocks. It is not irrelevant to this narrative that the S&P 500 has climbed from 2,480 on March 12, 2020, the day after the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic, to 4,441 today, or almost 80%. That's a huge gain. Much of the action, of course, has been retail investors in the meme stock boom. As millions of American males stuck at home with nothing to do all the past 18 months, passed the time trading stocks. Credit Suisse estimates that since the beginning of 2020, retail trading as a share of overall market activity has nearly doubled from between 15% and 18% to over 30%, as CNBC reported. How many men were doing this and supporting themselves? Unclear. But upstart trading platform Robinhood, the broker-dealer of choice for many of these new investors, reported at 22.5 million funded user accounts last month, up from 7.2 million in March 2020. Let's just say 15 million new accounts is quite a number. Now, crypto. You can laugh all you want. Simple fact is the price of Bitcoin is up from 4,861 on March 12th, 2020, to $47,763 a day, basically up 10x. And remember, it even hit $64,000 this spring. Back to Robinhood, which according to the New York Times also reported that last month that revenue from cryptocurrency trading fees totaled $233 million, nearly 50-fold jump from $5 million a year earlier. And those are just fees off the trades, mind you. Bottom line, folks have made money here. Of course, these guys should be paying taxes on all those stock and crypto gains. Then you have working for cash, the under-the-table economy.
Yeah.
This one is a tough one to measure. Study by the Federal Reserve of St. Louis estimates the average size of the informal economy in developed countries is 13% of GDP. Honestly, that could be off by many percentage points, but just to give you a ballpark, this year it's about $22 trillion. Or the GDP in this year is $22 trillion. So 13% of that is $2.86 trillion. As it turns out, $2 trillion plus is a number that has been thrown around quite a bit when it comes to estimating the size of the cash economy. Even if half that money is paid out to women, that still leaves, say, $1 trillion before being made by men in this country off the books. That's a big chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
Are more people than ever working for cash these days? Again, another question that's impossible to answer. I would bet it's not fewer. For example, my electrician, Lewis, told me he can't get anyone to work for him anymore. They all want to get paid in cash.
There you go. Because they don't want to do taxes.
Yep.
And they don't want to report it.
Okay, living off family members. Just to take one facet, the Pew Research Center last year reported the pandemic has pushed millions of Americans, especially young adults, to move in with family members. The share of 18 and 29-year-olds living with their parents has become a majority since the U.S. coronavirus cases began spreading, surpassing the previous peak during the Great Depression era. In July, 52% of young adults resided with one or both of their parents, up 47% in February. How many of these individuals are males living rent-free and sharing rent food, too, which maybe means they don't have to work? Who knows? But some. Ditto for males who have moved in with in-laws or siblings. And again, many men are choosing to stay home and take care of kids while their spouses work. Now, illegal work.
Yeah.
Front and center here is selling illegal drugs. Sadly, what do you mean sadly? Business looks to be booming. Oh, well, no, okay. When we're talking about, they're not talking about weed, folks. We are talking about sadly. Sadly fits. According to the Washington Post, overdose deaths hit 93,000. Overdose deaths. Sorry, I got a little Mike Tyson there. $93,000 last year, up a stunning 30% from 2019. Most of the overdoses were attributed to opioids, heroin, synthetic opioids like OxyContin and fentanyl.
You can thank a lot of pharmaceutical companies for that.
I know. This despite drug dealers facing supply chain issues during COVID. How many Americans are in this business and who are they? A number is almost impossible to come by here, but as for who they are, a government report on drug trafficking arrests from 5 years ago, notes that the majority of drug trafficking offenders were male, 84.9%.
Well, yeah.
The average,
gotta make it for a woman.
The average age of these offenders at sentencing was 36 years. 70% were United States citizens, although this rate varied substantially depending on the type of drug involved, and that almost half, 49.4% of drug traffickers had little or no prior criminal history. How big business is selling drugs in America? Oh, how big a business is selling drugs in America? Could be as much as $100 billion. I think it's fair to say that a market that size requires many thousands of employees. What about other types of crime and criminals, like robbers and thieves and prostitutes and pimps?
Yeah.
To that point, there are some 2 million people incarcerated in the U.S. right now. We have the highest absolute number and highest per capita on the planet, and hold some 25% of the world's total prisoners, according to the ACLU. Yeah. Being in prison is another way of living in America without working, I guess. But not counting those locked up, how many bad guys are out there on the street? Conservatively, it has to be thousands and thousands. And speaking of the story, they're all doing their thing and not participating in the labor force. Finally, living off the land. This would include gardening, fishing, hunting, clamming, berrying, and general foraging. The numbers seem to be climbing. Here from The Guardian, fishing and hunting license sales increased 10% in California during the pandemic. Clamming has grown popularity for several reasons. People are looking for safe activities to do outdoors, but some are clamming for subsistence and trying to get money from selling the shellfish, which is illegal without a commercial license. Yeah. In Washington State, from the start of 2020 licensing year, according to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, WDFW sold nearly 45,000 more fishing licenses and 12,000 more hunting licenses than in 2019. The number of new license holders, defined as someone who hadn't purchased one for the previous 5 years, went up 16% for fishing licenses and almost 40% for hunters. I wonder why.
That's why I can't get any deer during season.
They're not hunting deer. We're being flooded. Yeah, because you have to have a hunting license on a gun, don't you?
No. You can have a gun without having a license. You have to have a hunting license to hunt. And a lot of some states require you get a hunter's education before you can get a hunting license.
And then it says, as for growing vegetables in home gardens, yeah, it's way up too. Even before the pandemic, there were estimates that a third of American families grew vegetables. We're being flooded with vegetable orders, says George Ball, executive chairman of the Burpee Seed Company. Ball says he noticed spikes in seed sales during bad times. Stock market crash of 87, the dot-com bubble burst of 2000. He remembers the two oil crises of the 70s from his childhood. But he says he has not seen a spike this large and widespread. So there you have it. It's a whole range of ways and means, behaviors, and experiences. I'm sure I missed some, too. Again, some non-working men are in dire straits and need our help. Yeah, we need to help men. Wow, this is a... Well, maybe they're not soy. You know what? Maybe the people that wrote this article are not soy after all. Maybe they're just people that, like, hey, we're trying to figure out what's going on. So I do apologize to both these gentlemen. They seem to actually give a shit.
Yeah.
Others are living non-working lives without burdening society or others, such as a fireman in early retirement. Though some argue municipal employee pensions are too high, or an investor made a ton of money in the market and called it quits. I mean, that's fair, right? Or maybe a wilderness guy living off the land in Alaska.
Yeah.
Let him do it. And some non-working men are playing fair, like getting paid under the table, fudging insurance claims or social programs. Some freeload off relatives, and some engage in overtly illegal behavior, like boosted branding goods from chain stores to sell online. That's true, they do that. Or dealing heroin. I would imagine that, well, you shouldn't do that one. I would imagine that more than a few of these men create a portfolio of sources, though I'm not sure they think of it that way. Take, for example, an hypothetical guy in a rural area who lives with his grandmother rent-free. He does help her with the garden some. This guy also does some cash carpentry work, hunts for game, gets some food off his ex-wife's wick, and helps his brother sell some weed. Can you get by this way? Some men probably are. Is this the new American way? For some men, it probably is.
Well, that's probably, too, there's a lot of people not getting married because a woman's benefits will stop once they get married.
For example, perhaps, and to be sure, all of the above, I think, go a long way toward explaining that chart from the beginning of the story, the one that shows the labor to... Okay, speaking of charts, another striking one came to mind when I was writing this, which I put here below, which is the U.S. GDP over the same time period as the labor participation rate. And yes, it's going up. Of course, the line on the GDP chart is inversely correlated with the line on the labor participation graph. And I think there's a relationship between the two, which is to say the wealthier our nation has become over the decades, the less men are working. Fact is, there's just a ton of money sloshing around in our country. And men seem to be able to get their hands on it, whether obtained legally, borrowed, leached off, or stolen. It seems like working legally to provide for yourself in America is really just one option these days. It's kind of interesting. Really interesting,
so
I think.
Legally is the way to go. But then again, you know, Biden decides to tax you even more. You ain't really got to say. Because he's doing all these... He's starting to turn into a dictator instead of a Democrat.
There's a lot here. I might just have to read the headline articles here. I got one here from, it says, breaking, Dr. Fauci funded 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's from the Gateway Pundit. It says, new revelations have come out about Anthony Fauci, the mad medic, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and chief medical advisor to the president. We first noted the Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2020 in April, noted the institute experimented with live animals. Yeah,
How he isn't buried under the jail right now is beyond me. Because they've already proven that.
And they're saying that
he funded the lab in Wuhan.
They say all were in conjunction with the Chinese military. We first noted the Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2020, and April noted the institute experimented with live animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Sherry Morris from Sky News is coming out with a book. Sky News is coming out with a book that's a culmination of her efforts studying Fauci. She notes the following on Sky News hours ago. I found out that Fauci's agencies had funded 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I found out that he wrote a paper back in 2012 where he argued that gain-of-function research to genetically manipulating coronaviruses to make them even more dangerous and more transmissible. Fauci said that this was worth the risk of a pandemic. And he even funded research, his agency funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in conjunction with the Chinese military. Dr. Fauci never shared any of this with President Trump in the early months of the pandemic. Why would he? Trump would have put his foot down.
Well, I'll tell you too, he was the same person that during the AIDS epidemic said you could catch AIDS from someone by just being in the room with them. If they sneezed, you wipe out the whole population in the room. I mean, he has no clue what he's talking. Like, after, and you can go on YouTube now and watch AIDS research, Fauci, and it's a whole, I want to say, 2-hour thing, maybe an hour and something, but it's him going over his research in 1983 about AIDS.
Oh, God.
And you listen to him and see if you want to trust what he has to tell you about the virus and how to treat it and what to do with your body. Because he has no clue. He created the damn thing and he has no clue. Actually, the Asians did. He just took credit for it and then said, no, it wasn't
me. Is Biden trying to collapse the U.S. dollar? Current actions indicate he's handing the dollar over to international entities like the IMF. We have recently seen the petrodollar unwound, which has helped keep American inflation in check over the years. This will soon be gone. The petrodollar has allowed America to maintain deficits in trade and budget without massive inflation. But it may be gone soon. This will not fall over in a day, but is a step closer to the de-dollarization of the global oil market and will lead to increased inflation at home. What is next discussed is the modern monetary theory, which politicians like AOC and Biden have latched onto. This theory, however, is expected to also put pressure on inflation in the U.S. Biden Obama is latching onto the World Economic Forum. Yeah. And remember my Great Reset video. Don't make me holler. An International Monetary Fund's goal of taking over the world currency. This too will put pressure on inflation in the US. These entities are pushing to replace the USD with a digital currency. Yep. They are. Let's see here. Got another one. There's something up with... This is from Town Hall. I've not heard of any of these sources, so I don't know how... But, you know, it is what it is. There's something up with CNN's article about kids and COVID. Guys, we're done with fear porn. Done. COVID is likely... This is somebody's opinion, obviously, but we'll see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Done. COVID is likely going to be a seasonal thing like the flu. We have 3 vaccines. Some states and localities have reimposed the very measures that didn't do jack to curb the spread, like wearing masks. Still, we're not in full-blown lockdown mode. Sports stadiums are packed as they should. It's football season. We're getting into the postseason for baseball. Hockey is right around the corner. We're getting on with life. The only people who are still afraid of the Fauci fan club. The FDA rejected Biden's plans for COVID boosters for most of the general population on Friday. The data is too sparse to sign off on jabbing people again. For those 60 and over, it's a different story. But the expert panel said it was time to pump the brakes on boosters. That'll surely piss off Fauci, who has become one of the most insufferable characters throughout this pandemic. During the Delta spike, there was another category of fear the elite media decided to exaggerate. Cases regarding children. This is important. The funeral director that I looked up, James Olooney, he's on BitChute. You definitely got to look up that interview with James Olooney, the funeral director. He talks about how he says, now let's talk about what he has to say. He says that they're going to start jabbing the children. And we know that this virus, this vaccine kills. It's killed 13,000 people. If you listen to the microbiologist I just got through listening to, I'm not sure where to find her, but she said that they took out the polio, the smallpox vaccine, after 26 people died.
Yeah.
This is 13,000 that we know of. She said the probably could be 1.3 million that we know completely. And now, this is what the funeral director says. Funeral director says he believes that they will start jabbing the children. The children will die. There will be kids that die from this. And so far, we have not had a child die from COVID yet.
No.
And
there's no reason to inject them.
And they will blame this on the unvaccinated. And they will also say that it's a new strain of COVID that only affects the children. And it won't be the vaccine. People say, oh no, there's a version that only attacks the kids.
Well, that's the Delta variant. I don't think there is a Delta variant.
No, there isn't. According to the funeral director, the NHS has actually considered this. You can look this up, guys, just to make sure I'm on the up and up. But according to what the funeral director says, he says that he's spoken with the NHS, and the NHS has considered all the Delta variant cases to be vaccine injury. They're not caused by a variant of the coronavirus. They are a vaccine injury, which means an injury that caused death due to the injury from the vaccine that caused death.
Well, what about the ones that survived?
It's still considered an injury because it can still, even the ones that survive, but it causes
had to do
blood
with
clots.
People had already got
yes,
them.
It causes blood clots in the heart.
Yeah.
It's a really bad thing. I actually know people that are going through this right now. This isn't something that I say, oh, no. We've got an older woman. She's currently got blood clots in her heart, and it was just after she took the vaccine. Like, seriously, that's here in my area. Yeah, a friend of my mother's. So, yeah, it's kind of a deal. And by the way, there was another man. Now, first, my mother had thought that he had died of the coronavirus, the Delta variant. But what happened is he did have COVID. But what they did is basically, he's an older man. He's about his, I guess maybe his 60s, something like that. But he was in pretty good shape. And anyway, what happened is he wanted to leave the hospital. His wife convinced him to stay, but he thought he was fine. He said he was okay. So he did what his wife said, and guess what happened? They put the ventilator on him, and as soon as they put the ventilator on him, he died. As soon as he touched the ventilator. Yeah.
Well, they've been saying if you went on a ventilator,
yeah,
with COVID,
you die.
You pretty much die.
You would die.
It was like a 10% survival rate.
Man, you would
or
die.
Something like that. But
so
low.
That's what he gets for listening to his wife.
Well,
I'm serious. He was like,
I mean,
no,
I
won't
say that. But I'm
think
sure
it's
the doctor
true.
Had something to do with it too.
No, he was. She told me that he was convinced. He was going to stay there, and his wife had to sit down and talk to him and tell him why she wanted him to stay. So that was the only reason he stayed. Other than that, he would have left. The doctor wouldn't have mattered anything. It was his wife that he was worried about. Remember how these old guys, they everything their wife says, they take to heart. Oh, yeah, my wife knows best. Because it used to be like that. Like,
yeah.
They were actually brainwashed with shows that, would show
after the whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean,
basically, the husband brought home the money.
Yeah.
And the woman made sure everyone was healthy and safe.
Yeah.
Or maybe not as much safe, a guy played a part in some of
right,
their safety.
Right.
But
it basically says, of course, you hope no child gets infected, but that's not reality. While concerning that there was an uptick in infections among children, there's no need to panic.
Oh, yeah.
CNN tried to do this recently. CNN says children now represent more than a quarter of weekly COVID cases, 26.8%, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. The update comes as schools across the U.S. have been in session or getting the full swing. Experts have encouraged adults to get vaccinated to protect young children returning to classroom. If we want to protect the children, particularly those who are not eligible for vaccination, you want to surround the children with people who are vaccinated, says Dr. Anthony Fauci. Some 251,781 child cases of COVID-19 were reported in the past week. That number represents more than a quarter of the 939,470 cases that were reported over that period. Well, A.G. Hamilton tore apart this article, noting that child deaths from COVID still remain near zero. Obviously, we don't want kids getting COVID-19 at all, but there is a big difference between suggestions that kids are specifically being hit with a massive new wave, and the data is just now catching a lot of kids that usually wouldn't notice they had it, he wrote. And maybe we would have a better vaccination rollout nationwide if the experts gave science-backed advice instead of peddling science fiction. We're in this weird communications realm where the message has gone from get vaccinated but don't go outside, which rightfully drew skepticism about whether the vaccine even worked. No other group has done more harm to discredit the vaccines than Fauci, the CDC, and other so-called experts. Now the new line is something akin to we must get vaccinated to protect the unvaccinated or something along those nonsensical lines. But we're all seeing the true game here. It's not about public health or 70% vaccinated benchmark, which was never going to be clinched ever. It's about control. We're fighting a forever pandemic wing of the political class who are being aided by Fauci and his lab coat fascists at the NIH, who have bankrolled the research that creates the virus itself.
Yep. Did you hear Biden about we're getting impatient, our patience is running things?
Yeah.
Oh, you can suck a dick, Biden. Oh my gosh. And I mean, I'm trying to be a Christian, but come on, you're making it hard for me, Biden.
Oh, it's so funny when you watch about Biden's blunders. He had a drone strike a bunch of kids. Just last week, they was like, oh yeah, we took out some ISIS. I knew. The report came in. You killed a bunch of random kids. Oh, oopsie. Oopsie. Time for your ice cream and your nap, Biden. Mr. Biden, time for your ice cream and your nap.
The last generation, the generation with a few good days left, has... wiping out a generation so they'll never see tomorrow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's so terrible. Why do people let them just keep doing what they're doing and ruining this damn country?
Yep. Unfortunately... sorry, Hoshioni, but your Daily Wire article requires me to actually have an account before I can even fucking read it. So I cannot read it. All it says, though, is that China plans to expand weather modification program. Well, we'll find out about that, I guess, later, because it's not
now good. It's going to rain COVID. Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's going to be called the monsoon variant.
What the fuck is the no-Q report? No. I don't know. Never heard of this. Another one they've showed me here. It says, basically, leftists fume over justice for J6 flop because patriots didn't fall for the trap. Yeah. It says, the word has been getting spread for a couple of weeks now. Don't go to D.C. on September 18th. We saw repeatedly posted on social media. It's a trap. When President Trump echoed the same sentiment this week. Wow, it's still saying President Trump. Justice for J6. Well, no, they're still calling him president.
Yeah.
Justice for J6 rally was unofficially doomed. Today, hundreds of protesters faced hundreds of law enforcement, while hundreds of journalists watched in disappointment. There would be no attempts to tear down the fences surrounding the Capitol building today. Attendance at Justice for January 6 rally is almost all press. Very few actual rally attendees. Yeah, it's very small. It was a trap. That's not to say it was intended to be a trap by those organizing. Matt Brainerd, a former Trump staffer, put the event together to protest the great injustice happening now. The messaging and purpose behind the event were all righteous. Political prisoners being held by the deep state are needlessly suffering in prison over an event that most of them simply caught up in. January 6th breaking. Oh, I have another article I've got to read. More important. I'll get to that. Don't let me forget it. The January 6th breaking and entry of the Capitol building was the first trap, and hundreds of patriots fell for it. But for any of them to still be in jail merely following the crowd is a true injustice, especially when we consider the light treatment actual domestic terrorists within BLM and Antifa have received.
Yep.
Today's event was supposed to be another opportunity for Antifa infiltrators, puppets, and law enforcement Democrat lawmakers to continue to paint Trump supporters and conservatives in general as a threat to this nation. It didn't work. The people stayed home, and while normally that'd be a very bad thing, today's flop was a blessing. Had there been a massive crowd like on January 6th, it's very possible that fascists planted in the crowd would have successfully encouraged violence. With as many law enforcement and journalists at the event today as there are protesters, the fake revolution fizzled. Leftists all over social media are trying to paint this as a failure for Trump. This is ludicrous, of course, since he specifically told people not to go. But yeah. The trap didn't work, so they're grasping at straws to salvage their manufactured narrative. As Trending Politics reported, President Trump supports the political prisoners. I like how they keep saying President Trump.
Well, you know, and I hadn't heard about any of it, honestly,
and,
or in news, so it's probably not something they're trying to...
Oh, yeah. Former President Trump earlier released a statement in solidarity with us being detained without a speedy trial in connection with the January 6th riot. Our hearts and minds are with the people being persecuted so unfairly relating to the January 6th protests concerning the rigged presidential election, Trump said. In addition to everything else, it has proven conclusively that we are a two-tiered system of justice. In the end, however, justice will prevail, he added. The statement was issued ahead of Saturday's rally to protest the treatment of Capitol rioters, Axios notes. The Justice for J6 rally is organized by a nonprofit group led by a former Trump campaign staffer, Matt Brainard, Axios added. Trump has not indicated whether he will attend or participate. However, this is false. Donald Trump has told people to stay away from the rally. Trump characterized the planned September 18th rally at the Capitol as a setup,
yeah,
meant to denigrate Republican voters regardless of what transpires, the Federalist reported in an exclusive. On Saturday, that's a setup, Trump said, referring to the rally. If people don't show up, they'll say, oh, it's a lack of spirit. And if people do show up, they'll be harassed. The political prisoners from January 6th need our support. Today's rally, though, originally well-intended, was made into a trap by the deep state. Now the left is mad we didn't fall for it, so they're lashing out like children.
Yep.
Now, we have another important thing. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but somebody on the left actually posted it because they were happy about it. And it's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Basically, if I can find this. Oh, here we are. This is from Ars Technica. This happened on September the 15th, so just a few days ago. Anonymous leaks gigabytes of data from alt-right web host Epic, which include everything from 8chan, Parler, and Gab. Hacktivist Collective Anonymous claims to have offered gigabytes of data from Epic, which provides domain name hosting and DNS servers for a variety of clients. These include the Texas GOP, Gab, Parler, and 8chan, among other right-wing sites. The stolen data has been released as a torrent. The Hacktivist Collective said the dataset, which is over 180 gigabytes in size, contains a decade's worth of data from the company. Anonymous says this data is all that's needed to trace actual ownership and management of the fascist side of the internet that has eluded researchers, activists, and just about everybody. If this information is correct, Epic customers' data and identities could fall into the hands of activists, researchers, and just about anyone curious enough to take a peek. Epic is now is a domain registrar and web services provider known to serve right-wing clients, some of which have been turned down by mainstream IT providers due to the objectionable and sometimes illicit content hosted by their clients. Anonymous activities began with what the group calls Operation Jane after the Texas Heartbeat Act was signed into law this month. The restrictive abortion law allows private individuals, not necessarily government bodies or the police, to enforce a six-week abortion ban. According to the act, any Texas resident can bring a civil lawsuit against any person who performs or helps to facilitate an illegal abortion and claim at least $10,000 in damages. Among this data set are various SQL databases containing what appear to be customer records associated with every domain name hosted by Epic. Ours analyzed a small subset of leaked data set, including source calls and an Epic employee's mailbox, which contained correspondence from Epic CEO Rob Monster. Members of the whistleblower site distributed denial of secrets, DDoS secrets, have also made the data set available via alternate means for those unable to use torrents. We are not aware of the breach. We take the security of our client's data extremely seriously, and we are told to investigate the allegation. And then the hackers tampered with Epic's knowledge base to mock the company's denial. On September 12th, okay, so basically, yeah, they fucked with it. The knowledge base ends by sarcastically saying, we did write this ourselves. This is obviously not part of the hacked account. Epic has since removed the page. Part of this incident, Anonymous defaced the Texas GOP website by replacing references to help Texas stay red, but with Texas taking voices from women to promote theocratic erosion of church-state barriers. The group also added donate links to reproductive health care nonprofit Planned Parenthood. Oh. Yeah, so they're basically going in there and destroying, like, stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they got all that. That's why I told you guys don't go on any of those stupid websites. Don't go on Parler and Gab and 8chan and all that shit. And they're like, and I was reading the comments, and they're like, oh, we gotta see how many important people are on here. What they're doing is they're creating a second-class citizen.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to a damn civil war. And I don't know if Anonymous is just gonna get crazy and hack the nukes. I mean, because that probably would be the only thing I could see. It's like, okay, fine, we'll just, you know, we'll end it all here.
I hate to tell you, the other side doesn't know how to use guns, and the other side does.
Right. So, I don't know, but it's kind of a big deal that they hacked all that
shit. With everything going on, it's crazy. I think I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and she's like, the saddest thing is Biden's probably going to have to die before you officially have him out of office. I was like, even then, you know, you got Kamala Harris. You know, I hadn't heard anything about Kamala Harris since the Afghanistan debacle. And, you know, you can call it what it is. He left American citizens in Afghanistan. It is his fault they are stuck there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If they're even there, they could have already been killed, for all I know, but it's thousands of people left.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that should, you know, if you're doing an eye for an eye, they should have already strung him up.
And I guess I got one more, and then we're done. Breaking. Armed person is detained at J6... Armed person detained at J6 rally is undercover agent. Pulls out badge. There was a heavy police presence at the U.S. Capitol on Sunday in anticipation of a rally in support of the January 6 political prisoners. Demonstrators would show support for January 6 political prisoners on Saturday. This is before that happened. Hundreds of nonviolent Trump supporters are currently in jail waiting trial for walking through the Capitol on January 6. There were more police reporters and undercover intelligence agents than protesters in Washington, D.C. The only armed person arrested on Saturday was an undercover agent. Reporter Ford Fisher caught the whole thing on video. Police surrounded a masked man who was armed with a firearm. Masked man told officers where his gun was and pulled out a badge. Without disarming or handcuffing him, police extract him for the event, Ford Fisher said. Wow. Police surround a masked man reportedly armed with a firearm. He tells them where the gun is, and they pull out his badge. He's undercover law enforcement. And they just extract him from the event. They said, are you undercover? The officers asked the man pulled out the badge. He said, I guess not anymore.
Did something on that. Didn't he lose his job?
I don't know.
I want to say, if it's the one I'm thinking of, we've already covered that.
I don't know. Let's see. I guess we got another. Because these are small. These ones that he keeps posting are pretty small. Well, this one might be a little. This is Breitbart. Breitbart. Biden administration is pressuring lawmakers to enact a controversial plan requiring banks to turn over to the Internal Revenue Service detailed information about all inflows and outflows of almost all American bank accounts. Wow.
Yep.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig sent letters to lawmakers this week asking Congress to include in tax hike legislation a requirement that banks report annual transaction data on accounts with $600 or more that have $600 worth of transaction over the year, the Wall Street Journal reported. The result will be a collection of detailed data about the bank transactions of tens of millions of everyday Americans. The aim is to help IRS collect taxes from individuals and businesses on unreported income and to create more leads for audits. The Biden administration claims, oh man, fucking thoughts on suicide watch here. Damn. All those girls doing that sex work, trying to do it under the table and all that. Yeah. The Biden administration claims the additional information would result in the IRS collecting an additional $460 billion over a decade. The administration wants to use this additional revenue to offset some of the new spending for expanded government and social policies and Green New Deal schemes Congress is currently considering. The proposal did not make it to the list of tax change proposals put together by House Democrats. The Wall Street Journal reported that absence is a sign that the proposal lacks support among Democratic lawmakers. Financial institutions say it would impose a costly compliance burden that would be especially difficult to manage for smaller banks and credit unions. Critics have also said the IRS lacks the ability to rationally analyze the enormous amount of data it would receive. Critics of the proposal also warned the proposal would create a centralized database of nearly all Americans' bank accounts, loans, and investment accounts, a likely target for hackers and spies. The risks of such a database were highlighted last year when the left-wing investigative journalism website ProPublica said it obtained a vast trove of Internal Revenue Service data on tax returns of thousands of nation's wealthiest people, covering more than 15 years. If this proposal had been in place at the time, ProPublica might also have data on bank credits and debits. In her letter, Yellen argues that tax compliance is much higher when people know the IRS's data on their income. In other words, even if the IRS cannot effectively analyze the data, just the fact that it has might persuade Americans to report income that might have gone unreported. Wage and salary income is reported to the IRS in W-2 reports, and tax obligations are automatically withheld, so compliance rates stand at 99%, Yellen wrote. It is clear that when taxpayers know that this information exchange exists, their voluntary compliance rises. Banks and other financial firms already report interest, dividend, and investment income to the IRS. Wages get reported to the IRS and the Social Security Administration. The IRS can summon bank account information during audits, but taxpayers can fight these requests by showing they are for an illegitimate purpose or are irrelevant to the inquiry. Yellen claims in her letter that although the IRS would receive bank information on the Americans of all incomes, the proposal is aimed at collecting more taxes from the wealthy. Lower income Americans would benefit, according to Yellen, because they would allegedly be at a lower risk of audit. Yeah.
Look like he's doing everything he can to get extra money, whether it's taken from you or
we're gonna finish with this is important. I forgot all about this. Very important. This is important to what I do. Okay, now this was updated on May the 30th of 2021. That's why I'm reporting it, because originally published in 2014. Daily Dot: a man's manga collection got him convicted on child porn charges. It's the first case in the UK of manga images being treated as child pornography, and it may not be the last. A UK judge has issued a 9-month suspended sentence for a manga fan who admitted to 10 counts of possession of illustrated pictures of fictional characters who looked underage. It's the first such sentence in the country and is being viewed as a test case for prohibited images that fall outside the traditional definition of child pornography. The defendant, 39-year-old Robo Hulk, was also convicted.
Oh my gosh, what a name.
In 2008, of a very similar charge of owning digital artwork of what appeared to be underage fictional characters. That case was also the first test case in the UK of digital art being held to represent child pornography. In that case as well, the images were deemed to represent underage children, despite being illustrations of fictional characters whose ages could not be known. In Japan, illustrated manga-style erotic art and anime is known as hentai. One subset of hentai features subjects stylized to look like young girls or boys, known as loli or shota. And you will not see any loli and shota on the hentai corner. I've already told you that. Yeah. For illustration of boys. Okay, the erotic art is hugely popular around the world and can be found regularly distributed across the internet. The Middleborough prosecutor stated in court that officers had found nearly 400 erotic illustrated or animated images on Hulk's computer at the time of his 2012 arrest, but that none were of actual people. At the time of his 2008 conviction for his digital art stash, Hulk was known to be in possession of illustrated erotic artwork. At the time, British law did not consider illustrated artwork like Lolly or Shauna to fall under the category of child pornography, but in 2010, Parliament passed the cartoon law, which was specifically designed to bring illustrated images into the realm of prosecutable material. The law defines a prohibited image as one which depicts a child in a way that is grossly offensive and which can reasonably be assumed to have been produced solely or principally for the purpose of sexual arousal. Hulk's defense attorney, Richard Bennett, minced no words about what his client's case could mean to other anime fans. "This case should serve as a warning to every manga and anime fan to be careful," he said. "It seems there are many thousands of people in this country. If they are less than careful, they may find themselves in that position too." I'm waiting for the thing when they read where they have like thousands and thousands of people. Like, we can't arrest all these people. We don't have enough room in the jails. They're gonna come in because you know what?
Well, according to this law, like marijuana possession.
According to this law, listen, you have stuff that people have purchased. Say the Humble Bundle that sold Nagatari. Who looks like an underage character. Legally sold, purchased throughout the world in a Humble Bundle. Owning this material digitally by UK law could get you in trouble. This Nagatoro thing. Yeah. Any of these mangas that you have purchased from illegal, or games like Manga Gamer. Manga Gamer has scenes with lowly characters. They are a UK-based company. I have spoken to Manga Gamer staff about this. Manga Gamer staff says we're not a lawyer, so we can't give legal advice. But what we can say is all of our adult products are stated that all characters are over the age of 18. That is the only thing that they can state. So that is the only defense you can use in court.
Like
even
it
if it looks young, it is stated 18. Eventually, you're going to have to bring these people in court. You're going to have to bring these people in court. You're going to have to bring Japan in court. You know what happens when you bring Japan in court? Japan's fussy. Japan will say, okay, if you're not going to allow this this material, we just won't give it to you.
Yeah.
We just won't do it. We just won't give you any of this material because you can't accept it. You can't understand it. You want to put people in jail. We're not going to be held responsible for this.
Yeah.
We're not holding our companies responsible for this. We'll just stop giving you all this anime, all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just stop. I mean, they don't care. They don't necessarily need us.
No. They
sure sell very well in the country, in Asia, and other countries where they have laws that are different. It also says the UK is no means the first country to treat erotic illustrated art as though it were actual child porn. In 2010, a manga fan was arrested and jailed for months after Canadian border police found what they deemed to be pornographic images on his computer. His arrest was prominently protested by manga and comic advocates, including the Comic Book Defense League, which I have fucking supported for a long time now. The charges against him were eventually dropped. In Australia, which has a zero-tolerance policy for any real or illustrated image of a character who looks underage, a Sydney man was arrested and convicted of possession of child pornography due to erotic Simpsons fan art being found on his computer. Last year in New Zealand, a man who previously had been convicted of sexually assaulting a minor, well, that's kind of a... This is a tack-on charge. Sentenced to 3 months in prison for owning erotic illustrated artwork of elves, pixies, and fairies.
What about the actual pedophilia? No.
Whoa! Elves, pixies, and fairies? Wow, they are really hitting it in New Zealand. In China, fans have been jailed just for writing slash fanfic, regardless of the ages of the male characters. In the U.S., a Virginia man was sentenced to 20 years in prison in 2009 in part due to his possession of manga art. While an Iowa man was convicted on an obscenity charge in 2008 for possessing lolly art. Both convictions fell under the 2003 Protect Act, which I have read, which was created in part to revise and strengthen the prohibition on virtual child pornography. Meanwhile, in Japan, a new law expressly prohibiting depictions of child pornography explicitly excludes popular illustrations of lolly shoda and other erotic artwork and animation.
Other test cases in other countries have been thrown out as unconnected to pornography involving real underage subjects. But as countries redefine, and in some cases expand their pornography laws, it seems Japan is the safest place for hentai lovers. Well, eventually, here's what you do. This is what you do. Here's how you solve this problem. You say, okay, I want all the jury to ask your kids what they're reading right now. I want you to get all the manga. It's like, how many of your kids are reading manga? Y'all jury members, oh yeah, okay. Have you actually had a chance to look at your children's manga? No. Well, I want you to go ahead and get all the manga from your kids, and we're going to put it right here in the courtroom. And we're going to let them look at it. And they're like, oh my God, look how sexy these characters look. Look at their ages. Look at their ages, Your Honor. Do we need to go and bring all the jury's children in here and lock them all up right now?
Well, I'm just saying.
Because that's what they're saying.
Hey, someone on a witch hunt's going to find something wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you know what? They're going to say, it's like, hey, jury, all your kids right now, convicted. Convicted. How do you like that? But it's just a manga. I bought it for my kid. It was just a... Yeah, but this judge over here and this stupid law, that's the problem. So you know what? The anime community is... You know, I'm serious. This will set people afire. You will have shit go down if this becomes a thing. If people, because they will, the anime community be like, okay, here's your children's manga. Let's go to the local comic shop, because you've seen those videos where they show like all the comic books and there's maybe a small shelf of them. Fine. And all the manga, legally purchased manga, according to these rules, this Protect Act, all this manga. A man can walk in there from the government and look at all this manga and be like, this is illegal, that's illegal, this is illegal, that's illegal. Do you know how many kids have walked out with that manga? Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of them, millions of them.
Charged with distributing child porn.
Oh my God.
To minors.
Yeah, to minors.
You're talking about
and the parents. The parents would get locked up. The kids, everything. It would be absolutely crazy. It's like, you all can be locked up right now, jury. For distributing, well, I didn't know. I thought it was just a kid's car. He watches the anime. Oh, hey, anime companies. You know that girl, you have like little sexy scenes in your anime, right? That you've been editing, you know? Like, you know that stuff there can be shown. That's right there. Oh, is she 17? Oh, is the age of consent 18 in the United States? Oh my God. You can be in trouble as a broadcast company for showing what could be considered child pornography according to this law. I mean, yes, we know what Loli and Shota looks like. We know what they're talking about here. But if we're going to talk about regular busty characters like High School DxD and stuff like that, High School DxD. High school, not college DxD, not workplace DxD, high school. What are the ages of people in high school? Teenagers. What is the age of consent? 18. So that's what I'm saying right now. It's like we've got people that own this on DVD, have bought it legally, own the purchase price. You know, they didn't get it from some bootleg thing. They went to Right Stuff Anime, or they watching it on the Funimation app. Wow, I wonder how Sony would feel. Hey, Sony, do you know you're producing child pornography? And you know what would happen? Sony would destroy the Protect Act. I mean, it'd be literally wiped out because they have more money and power than the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. Sony can go in there. You know how powerful fucking Sony is? Sony would go on there and be like, "What? This is going to mess up our sales. You've got to do something or we're going to do something."
Yeah.
And, I mean, they know that manga is a $1 billion industry right now in the United States. It sells better than American comic books. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the American comic books that were just poop. Kids don't even read them anymore. They read their mangas. And Attack on Titan, One Piece, these characters. Have you seen the way the girls are drawn in One Piece?
Not yet.
One Piece is very, very popular. They're even adapting it for Netflix. One Piece, these girls, he draws his women very busty. And I don't know their ages. I'm pretty sure they have young, I'm 16, I'm 15. I'm, that right there. Oh, honey, you're watching child porn. Let me go call the government.
Let me go call the FBI. You know, that's what we're getting to here. Because we really have to define this fucking slope. We know what a child looks like. I don't like Loli, personally. I don't care if you like it. I don't like it. It's not my thing. I won't do Loli, and I won't do Shota, because I don't like them. They're not my thing. They're weird. They're bizarre to me. But I agree with Nick. It shouldn't be banned, but it's not something that, you know, we particularly like. I don't like it. If you like it, it's fine. But I don't like it. And I don't want to have it in my thing. If that makes me, oh, you're not really a hentai guy. Oh, fine. Fine. I just, you know, I'm an older guy. I didn't even like that when I was young. Like, I never found I'm not even talking about prepubescent. I'm talking about haven't even gotten in puberty. Look like they never even went through puberty. Still look like a little girl. That's not attractive to me. That's really, really bad. I mean, just for me. I mean, I don't care if you like it. Some people are like, flat is just, okay, fine. I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say there. And I know that there's that short girl. What was that one? That really 19-year-old. She's actually in college. But she had childlike look, but she had, like, great big breasts. And they actually used her in Japan. I can't remember her name, but she had a lot of flack from people on Twitter. But here's the thing. Like, I see this stuff being acted on, but I don't see all the Twittards going crazy over the Protect Act, trying to take all these people that are anime fans and get them in trouble, and anime and artists, because actually artists are getting shit on for their art. Like, oh, you can't draw this character like that. So evidently, they're not really enforcing this as much, and I think they realize that it is such a big thing that there's no, I mean, because the kids are reading it. Like I said, the kids are reading it. There's probably children that the FBI, like, they have families, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, they have families. They have, you know, they have kids. The kids probably read the manga. And they're probably looking at it, and they're probably like, but my son, my daughter, has this. I didn't know this was that. Well, I'm not going to arrest my kids. I'm not going to jail, you know, as a kid.
If they're listening to anything besides the basic Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh, whatever.
Right, because kids are now reading all kinds of manga. They're reading they're reading that damn one that you want to watch so
one
bad.
Punch.
Not One Punch.
Oh, I like One Punch.
The like samurai, the Sengoku era one, Demon Slayer. You can't tell me that there isn't characters with some erotic scenes in that. And I'm not talking.
I think it's got the seven deadly sins. One of them's lust.
Well, but I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about a hentai. Oh, really?
Of course, I might be thinking of seven deadly sins.
Okay, yeah, because that's definitely not child friendly material. But no, I'm talking about the stuff that the kids like, which is Demon Slayer. And Demon Slayer probably has a couple characters. My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
I've heard that there's some sexy stuff in that. I've heard there's some sexy stuff in Fire Force. These kids are picking up every manga they see. Those mangas are not edited. Oh, yeah. They don't edit those mangas. So, I'm telling you, if your kid's picking up, that's child porn according to the Protect Act, we gotta do something. We gotta amend that fucking thing. Because, by the way, that 2003 virtual thing, that was added in 2003. 2003.
Yeah, so it's been around.
That's
for
before
a while.
I've even graduated from high school.
Yeah.
So it needs to be amended again. They need to really kind of look into this Japanese stuff and say, hey, this is what we're going to tolerate. This is what we're not going to tolerate. That makes perfect sense. And then you have to go in and you have to look at the stuff because, you know, like, hey, your kids are reading this stuff. You know, and if this is considered illegal, if you're prosecuting people over it,
then you need to be held accountable just as much as they are.
Yeah. So that's a problem. But, I know, as I'm saying here, we're not going to have any Loli or Shota or anything like that. We can't do bestiality, because apparently bestiality is against the Protect Act as well. I'm not a big fan of that anyway. I wasn't going to do that.
So
not a really a fan of it at all.
Yeah.
I should make that
clear. Yeah.
I'm not a slight fan of it. I'm not a fan
right.
at all.
I mean, no, I don't like it. I mean, I know that it goes on. I mean, I'm just saying, I know it goes on. I actually had to talk to a guy in the Philippines about it, because he was like, he literally asked me.
Just
he
a man
said,
in
why?
His
he said, why is it a legal thing? Why is it illegal? And I said to him, I said, well, I understand you live in the Philippines, and they have different cultural standards. He says, well, in the Philippines, some animals have rights and some animals don't have rights. It is looked down upon, but it goes on, and certain animals will get you, in other words, he's saying certain animals will get you prosecuted and certain animals won't get you prosecuted. So I'm just like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the Philippines. I don't live over there, but he does. And he tells me about the Philippines all the time, how the Philippine women are crazy and all that shit. He's a big anime fan. He doesn't worry much about the Philippine girls. So, yeah, he posted this weird fucking manga. Oh my god, I gotta tell you about this manga before we get off. This manga, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but basically, it's this guy and this older woman. It's a young guy and older woman. And he basically, he's like, oh yeah, you know, I had a husband and it didn't work out, but you're a really good guy. And of course, like, oh, I'm with, I think it was his teacher or something like that, and he got into her.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that he looks at, like, family photos and stuff, and it turns out that, hey, guess what? That's not just your teacher. That's your mother. So, yeah, he was kind of doing the Oedipus thing there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and they're like, and he says, I don't care that you're my mommy. I'm still going to put the cum in you and all this shit. I was like, oh, my God. It was so fucking crazy. No, I'm not going to tell you where that manga is. It's posted on my social media. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, man?
Just know he reads it all the time.
And it's like,
it's his mantra.
And you know what was funny? Because it started out kind of like, oh, she's a younger guy. He's a younger guy and she's an older woman. And that guy actually posted that meme. It's like, they had us in the first half, not going to lie. And I'm like, yeah, it was all right about that first half. And then when you got to that second half, you're like, oh my God, that's some sick fucking degenerate shit right there.
It's almost like they're trying to run people from, what is it, step porn? Or
yeah.
Like, oh, it's my stepsister, my stepmother.
Well, Drexel was talking about that. We talked about that with Phil also, where how every time you go to these porn sites, and I don't know about you, but
oh, it almost always
it's always
puts you
on there.
On
it,
step
yeah, it always tries to show you that stuff, like in your recommended, like your algorithm. Are you interested in this?
It's
no.
So popular. Now, I don't know if it's because for some reason, you know, if you turn the sound off, honestly, the pictorial scenes and all that. If you don't think of it as a stepsister, stepbrother, or stepmother, or anything like that, their scenes are way better than, like, the older porn, it seems like. But...
yeah, they're...
I feel like they've been so successful with the cinematography, they're like, oh, well, this is what the people want. And like, no, it's that the filming's done so well at people enjoy it more, I guess. Which, I don't know. Porn's a slippery slope sometimes, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, like I said, my theory is the cinematography is better than the actual theme. If you turned the sound off and you didn't look at it as, oh, this is a stepmom and son sharing a hotel room, or, you know, a step sister being blackmailed. Oh, no, I'm going to tell the parents.
That's from, I think, Demon Slayer right there. So he's clearly showing me that there's sexual stuff in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I mean, if that's the way they want to do the Protect Act, I mean, you're going to have how many millions of billion, you know, possibly.
I mean, you got to think all the
hundreds of millions.
All the anime that's already out now, you know, they'd have to recall some. You know, I'm sure they never get a hold of what's already been sold, so it's going to be floating around out there.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they'll. Hey, we can't be just on a witch hunt to get as many innocent people. In jail, because when you start arresting people because of a drawing looking young or something,
yeah,
and plus when the videos say they're all over 18, so it's like the marijuana epidemic. There's so many people in jail just because they like to smoke weed. And shouldn't be.
He's saying Kana alone would break the court. Hey, TV company, is this what's going to be used to make pedo legal in this insanity? Is this insanity? Yeah, probably. One Piece makes kids look like kids, though. Patreon artists are walking on eggshells. He also said, the only sexy girl in Demon Slayer, I've read the whole series. She only has a boob window outfit. Hero Academy, though, has way more lewd and is a school setting.
Yep.
There are My Hero Academia shirts sold at Walmart. Yes.
And they got High School DX, but that's not at Walmart.
Oh, that's not at Walmart, but I'm just saying it's a high school setting and they're showing way more lewd stuff. Hey, so lewd is technically, according to the Protect Act, if we're using the definition, lewd has to do with sex. Because they're supposed to look like they're sexually enticing. So that's an issue. That's one of the main problems that I'm seeing right here.
Yeah.
That's a major, major issue.
Red flag.
Oh, man. Let's see. Boobs and bodies are tied to several powers in Hero. I need to watch Hero.
Yeah. I think you gave it to me.
I know. There's so much of it, though. Hero's just got 4 or 5 seasons. Everybody likes fucking Hero. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I mean, the kids are reading Hero manga.
I saw an episode of it. It looked good.
Oh, we're also selling Hero mangas at Walmart. I noticed that, too. There's Hero mangas. They're completely sold out at the location. I could not get them.
I did get the... Batman at Last.
They must have got that back in.
Well, no, I got it at
another one, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Oh, yep, look. Here's the character. I mean, that's pretty...
I mean...
Yeah.
It's no worse than anything that we saw in cartoons growing up,
right.
Honestly.
Right.
But... You know, if you're, like I said, witch hunts.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I saw that woman blowing smoke. She's a heavy smoker. No, it was black magic, I say. Burn her! Yes. That's where we're going. We're going that way with COVID. We're going that way with anime.
Yeah, we're going that way.
Everyone's going to be vaginas weeping at the hilt.
Well, what's going to happen eventually is people are just going to turn. I mean, I really think that's going to happen.
Eventually people are going to have enough of it.
They're going to turn. It's like, fuck it.
And then people are going to realize, oh, we outnumber the people that are...
Because, like the anonymous thing, like if they say, oh, we got your information from so-and-so, it's like, yeah, you illegally obtained that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be some shit right there if you could get somebody all that. It was like, oh, yeah, this was information obtained illegally. Like, yeah, that's one thing. You could probably use it.
But
I wonder if you could use that in court.
I bet they'll use the Patriot Act. Patriot Act.
Maybe.
Depending on which subject you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on what in the world the person did or said. Because some people on there were saying crazy stuff, so I don't know. I've never been on it. I've never used any of those fucking sites. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know. Sometimes if you go looking for trouble, you find it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's where we're going to end it then. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. And
We'll definitely do another one of these. I've got to get some water or something. Powerade or Gatorade.
Thirsty. I'm so thirsty.
Shit's fucking hot. So
the stream of tears running down my... Yeah, look up old Norm MacDonald, Will Ferrell. You'll love it.
Oh, just
a little something.
Yeah, because Norm MacDonald died, and it's sad. He was one of the only people left that could tell a joke.
Oh, yeah, and he did a comedy CD with several of the old, the good Saturday Night Live cast members. Not all of them, but several, like Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon, and I want to say I heard Charlie Sheen on there. Which wasn't part of SNL, but that he did it was nice. Yeah, he had several people come on to do, and it's like little Cheech and Chong sketches. You love it. But anyway.
No, it says a chain. Oh, well, here's the one. The cheerleader scene got flax got years ago? Huh. I'm not sure what you're saying here, but apparently it said that the cheerleader scene in My Hero Academia... Okay, the cheerleader scene got flack years ago, I think is what he's saying. Yeah, there was a cheerleader scene that upset people. So I don't know if that's in the manga. I don't know. I haven't read the manga, because we're talking about the manga, the anime. I mean, I know kids have it, because they sell it in Funimation all the time, and I see it all the time for fucking overpriced.
I'm sure streaming people are buying the movie, they've watched the series.
Yeah, yep, they've watched the series.
Or they're like, oh, this is an anime, gonna I'll get
round
it.
Up millions of children. We've got to get rid of the anime. But yeah, you know what would happen.
And bedtime.
Dude, there would be... There would actually be a... Because you know what? You got all these crazy, like, I'm not going to lie, but there are some neats that are pretty armed to the teeth. And, like, they're like, okay, you get rid of my anime, the only thing I had that kept me fucking sane. Well, and you're going to be like, oh, my God.
That's what you say about doll owners and everything else.
Yeah, though.
You're just waiting for someone to snap. I told you.
Took
away their blow pops. And they said, those blow pops were the only thing I had. Sucker and bubble gum.
Kept them going.
And now I got to go.
But, you know, the same thing is, you know, why would you want to ruin somebody's vices unless you're deliberately trying to start bullshit,
well,
you know?
Because some people think it is like my mom thinking that marijuana is a gateway. Oh, it leads to heroin. I was like, I know a lot of friends that smoke weed. None of them said, this just isn't cutting it for me. Let me see what heroin has
to offer. Holy shit! Hoshioni just posted, these are all anime weebs in their gun collections. Okay, so... Damn, some people are... When I said armed to the teeth, I guess I was... I didn't understand.
It's not a call to violence.
No, it's not a call to violence.
It's just an observation.
It's an observation. It's like, you know, please don't take away people's vices and things that they do. Like, I'm all for vices and hobbies, and again, we don't want, like, any kind of incel violence or whatever they were trying to say with the incel violence, mass shooter violence. We don't want anime people violence. We don't want none of that. We want people, like, one of the purposes of my channel is to stop people from getting all the angry and crazy of all the shit and just enjoy things that make them happy in the world. Because there's very few things left, you know, that made Star Wars woke with Sam Maggs and her, man, that woman needs to stay away from Star Wars. And she's on Call of Booty, which is going to be really funny because
Call of Booty,
yeah,
no booty?
yeah. It's be Vanguard. It's like, oh wow, they put her on like the biggest shooter bro game ever. They're gonna put this hardcore feminist writer from the Mary Sue on that.
So Booty was ironic because it's nowhere to be seen in the game.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy when they do that.
Oh, they're wearing burkas. What?
Yeah, it's
those
gonna
damn
be
ankles.
Yeah, it's gonna be so crazy when they do this Vanguard. Nobody's gonna fucking buy it. They're like, what, Sam Maggs wrote this shit? You got a damn feminist writing fucking Call of Duty, really? That doesn't make any... I mean, I'm not talking about not just any feminist. I'm talking about a hardcore feminist writer.
I mean, who really understands porn? A feminist. let's get her.
Well,
on.
I mean, we're talking about Call of Duty though. It's really really dope.
Who understands war? We gotta get them. Most hardcore feminist
ever.
Oh, this bulldog looks like she served in the military, but never seen a gun in her life.
Oh my God, that would be, it's gonna be so bad because she's writing a story. You know what's gonna happen if people don't fucking boycott the game? They're just gonna straight up be like, "Okay, I'm multiplayer only." Well, that story was whack.
You know, I heard a lot of people's boycotted Last of Us 2.
Yeah,
and then you'd hear some people, "Well, it's not that bad." I'm like, it is what they tried to project. You know, you'd be surprised. They think they're subjecting you to their hypnotism slow progression of, before you know it, you're like, oh, I'm supposed to see women with crude cuts and yell at you with a deep throat.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that. Getting real tired of that. Anyway, this is going to be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we're out.
Later.
Joy to the Decline.